play the game.
Hello and welcome into the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you for the next couple of hours leading up to coverage of K-State baseball. Final home series of the season for the Wildcats, hosting Oklahoma this weekend in a very important series as K-State tries to qualify for the Big 12 tournament as it enters the stretch run of the season. On today's show, you will hear part two of our interview with K-State men's basketball coach Bruce Weber from yesterday. You heard part one yesterday. Today, you'll hear from him on his take with Wesley Iwundu's NBA draft stock. Also, you'll be able to get information on Bruce Weber's basketball camps, his youth camps that are going to be put on this summer, so you'll want to stay tuned for that in the second hour. We're going to play a rousing game of Kentucky Derby Horse or 90s album title. I'm going to put Mitch and a special guest to the test to see if they know their 90s music and or the horses of the Kentucky Derby. I'm really looking forward to that. That was fun to put together. Also, a bunch of Royals that we're going to get into in this first hour. A column from Sam Mellinger after the Royals lost to the White Sox yesterday, basically saying, look, you can no longer keep saying it's early. It's no longer early, and the statistics do not look good as far as the Royals' playoff chances. And an article from ESPN says, Eric Hosmer may be in for a very rude awakening when he presumably enters free agency at the end of this season, assuming that nothing happens between now and then. The Royals don't sign him to a deal. I don't think that that should be anticipated. But Eric Hosmer may not like what the market says about him when he does reach that point at the end of the season. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. And I do welcome as many calls as possible today. We've gone over a bunch of different topics through the course of this week. This is a chance to chime in and give your opinions or ask your questions about them. Corey Sutton transferring, wide receiver from K-State. We talked about that yesterday, the impact on K-State, but also the positive spin that it just shows how much depth K-State has at the wide receiver position. We've covered a lot of different topics this week, and if you want to give us a call, feel free and don't be a stranger. I also say that because the less time that I'm using my voice on today's show, the better, because it's a challenge right now. I've been dealing with some sort of sinus issue over the course of this week and got a sore throat, been coughing a lot today, hoping to make through the next couple hours. And by the way, the listeners should hope that I can make it through, because if I can't, if I got to stop, that means that we're just going to run 2 hours of the Asian long-horned beetle PSA. You know, look up, look down, look around. 2 hours of that, solid, if I ever have to bow out today. So we're going to see if I can hold it together.
All my life, during this time of the year, I would get what you have. A bad cold.
Man,
allergies.
I am so angry about it, too, because as you just mentioned in your weather update,
it's awesome outside.
Perfect. And I want to get out. I want to play golf. I want to go fishing. I actually did go fishing last night, despite the fact that I didn't feel well, because I'm like, I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm going to go out and catch some fish. But, yeah, do not feel great, but we're gonna work through it, and we're going to get us into a good weekend.
But for some reason, I don't get it anymore. So if there's a doctor listening out there that could explain why I don't get those...
Yeah, what's the secret?
...get those colds anymore at the same time of the year, I'd like to know how that happened and how lucky I am.
I have been really pushing those severe daytime cold and flu medication, those pills, over the last couple days.
My sinuses couldn't be more clear, be honest with you.
You are a lucky man over on the other side of the glass. It is a lot colder over there. We've been complaining the last couple weeks about how warm the studio has been. Now we've got the new AC units installed, and it's kind of the opposite end of the spectrum over there. But I think that part of this came on because of the fact that we were out in the cold for a while at Kauffman Stadium earlier this week.
You didn't bring a jacket.
No, I was not prepared for it to be 45 degrees with a 20-mile-an-hour wind at Kauffman, and thank goodness we left when we did, or maybe I'd feel worse. But that may be a contributing factor.
We told you could have bought an $85 hoodie.
We went into
that's
that
the cheapest.
Yeah, we went into that team store, and I was looking to find something. I was even thinking about what if I bought it and then I returned it when we left, when we left the game.
Just don't take the tag off.
Yeah, because I don't have $85 to spend on a Royals hoodie, especially with this team. I'm not giving this team my money. You kidding me right now? It's a mess with the Royals, and that's where we start today's show. A column from Sam Mellinger after the Royals lost 8-3 to the White Sox yesterday. They start a new series tonight against the Cleveland Indians, the division-leading Cleveland Indians, defending American League champion Cleveland Indians. And the big part of this column from Sam, and he does such a great job putting things into perspective with all this, as he always does, is it's just starting to look like the moves that the Royals made in this past offseason are basically collectively being very, very negative. I mean, maybe there were a couple of positive things. We still obviously do not know on Jorge Soler, still waiting for him to get with the Major League Club for the first time this year, and it looks like that will probably happen next week. But if you're talking about Jason Hamill, who starts tonight for the Royals, 0-3 so far with an ERA of 6.65, not great. Looking at Brandon Moss, who they brought in after Kendrys Morales left, brought in Brandon Moss as a DH. He's batting 167. He's got 11 hits so far this year. That is not great, and they need some power out of his bat. And you just go on and on, you know, down the list. And Travis Wood, who I thought was a guy they could bring in to either be dominant out of the bullpen or potentially be the number five starter in the rotation, things have not been good there. There's just been a lot of negativity in a lot of different ways for this team. And we are now getting to that point where it's just not that it's not as true as it once was to say, well, it's early, you know, they'll bust out of this. I mean, we now have a very large sample size to go off of. And if you want a statistic to kind of back this up, there has not been a team that has lost 9 games in a row over the course of the season and gone on to make the playoffs since 2012. The Oakland A's did that back in 2012. But if you're talking about the last 3 to 4 years, it just has not happened where a team has had this kind of a stretch that the Royals went through a couple weeks ago, and now it's seemingly continuing a little bit, and then they put it all together. So it's not good, and it's starting to affect, I think it's starting to affect the players, starting to get between their ears a little bit. You look at the ratings that the Royals are drawing from TV viewership. They have been down as much as 70%. From a year ago, that's not good.
That 70, man. I really am.
Yeah, that's true. I've still had my TV on, but it's the enthusiasm that's been lacking when I've been watching Royals games. You know, when they hit a home run, I do not get that elated feeling because I'm just left thinking, well, you know, something else is going to go wrong at some point, or they're going to give up another home run, or this is the only run they're going to get in the whole game is from this home run. It's just, it's tough, and it's worse when you amplify it with the fact that this really is considered to be kind of the last shot that they have with this group of players before they lose several of them and have to start from scratch going into 2018.
Well, to go back to what you're saying about the newcomers just not clicking, I mean, that happens with organizations. You bring guys in who have the potential. I mean, some of these guys have the potential, just haven't maybe proven themselves all the way, and it's just not working out. Plus, some players just can't gel with certain people like others can. I thought Kendrys Morales was a great example of somebody who can just come into a ball club and gel with anybody. He may not have done it before he came to the Royals, but when he was with Kansas City, he was all, like, you would see him on TV, and he's always messing around. He's always talking to somebody, always having a good time, even though his English is pretty good, right? I'm trying to think his English is all right.
Yeah.
So he didn't really have that barrier with anybody. But also, he came in and he was great from the designated hitter spot, I thought, right away. He was certainly, I mean, without his help, I mean, who knows where Kansas City would have been without him for the World Series run. He was certainly a big help, especially in the DS back in 2015. But right now, Kansas City, nothing. I mean, Eric Hosmer showing signs of getting better. So are the other guys. Some of the, you know, the core players that Ned Yost always talks about. He says he always has meetings with them, that core group of players, to kind of relay the message to the other guys that say, hey, we need to do this and that to get better. We've seen signs of getting better. This last series with the White Sox is so – it's mind-boggling how the Royals could be so up and down, because we saw a great win from the Royals in the first game. Well, then all of a sudden they go out there and they get shut out 6-0.
By Jose Quintana.
Quintana, who is 1-4 coming into that game. Then they turn around and they put another great performance on the board, a 6-1 win. You're like, okay, you've taken 2 of 3 so far. Maybe this team is actually getting better. They're getting the bat on the ball. They're getting hits, and they're not only getting hits, but they're putting some consistency together. And then they turn around in an 8-3 loss in the afternoon. It's just, you just with that, you don't even know what to think. Like, okay, they just having a couple lucky games or what?
Well, I did mention it yesterday that the Royals are not in a position where taking one step forward and one step back is going to get anything done. They've got to string together 4 or 5 wins in a row, something like that, get some positive vibes going. You did mention it right there. Eric Hosmer has been playing better of late. He's batting .368 over his last 10 games. That's very solid. He's got a ways to go in terms of getting onto a pace where you feel like he would be a very valuable member of the team, but he has been better of late. By the way, the Royals did make a move today. Ian Kennedy was hurt in yesterday's start, grade 1 a strain to his hamstring, and so he is going to be he's now on the 10-day DL. The Royals call up Miguel Almonte to fill his spot. It's not looking like Miguel Almonte is going to be starting for Ian Kennedy in his spots. It looks like that may be Chris Young that takes over that position for the time being, but Almonte will be in the bullpen. He's done very well so far this season down at Triple-A Omaha. So we'll have to see how the Royals fare in this series against the Cleveland Indians. It starts tonight. First pitch 7:15. Presumably we will join that in progress once the K-State baseball game has concluded tonight. It is Jason Hamill on the mound against Danny Salazar. The final two pitching matchups of the weekend are a little bit more favorable for the Royals, if you want to look at it that way. Excuse me. It's Jason Vargas against Josh Tomlin in the game tomorrow afternoon. That is a national TV broadcast on Fox Sports 1 tomorrow at 3:15. And then on Sunday, you've got Danny Duffy on the mound against Trevor Bauer, who has been very, very poor so far in this season. So there are some indications that maybe some positive things are starting to happen with the Royals. Eric Hosmer playing a little bit better. But again, when you're 9-18, you need a lot more than that to feel good about the way things are headed. And maybe they can get a series win against the Indians this weekend, and we'll feel a little bit better going into next week. Going to take our first break. Remember to stick with us. We'll have part two of our interview with K-State basketball coach Bruce Weber coming up in the second hour. We will also talk with John Kurtz from Toyton Family Stadium. It is a very important series that K-State is playing against Oklahoma. The weather is supposed to be really good. Try to get out to the ballpark for at least a game or two this weekend. We'll talk to him in the second hour. When we come back, a little bit more on Eric Hosmer and a kind of a rude awakening that he may be headed for in free agency this offseason, and also some significant news regarding the K-State women's basketball program that broke over the course of this afternoon. An assistant coach is leaving the program for a head coaching job. We'll talk about that coming up next on The Game.